W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Gio Benitez. Actor and producer Alec Baldwin and a crew member in charge of handling prop guns and ammunition on the set of the movie Rust are facing involuntary manslaughter charges for the 2021 shooting that killed the film's cinematographer.
If any of these three people had done their job, Helena Hutchins would be alive today, says Andrea Reeb, the special prosecutor appointed by the Santa Fe, New Mexico District Attorney's Office. She's talking about the star and producer of the film Rust, Alec Baldwin, as well as armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed and assistant director David Halls. Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed will each be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. One of those charges includes a firearms enhancement that carries with it a possible sentence of 5 years in jail.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. In a statement, Baldwin's attorney says they intend to fight the charges. The U.S. has now surpassed the national debt ceiling. The U.S. Treasury has notified Congress it's taking drastic steps to keep paying the bills until lawmakers raise the limit. This is ABC News. 190,000 jobless Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 15,000 from the previous week. The total number of unemployed is now around 1.6 million. Just weeks after returning to power, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing his first coalition crisis.
In a bombshell ruling, the Supreme Court barring Netanyahu's ally, Aryeh Deri, from serving as the health and interior ministers. The justices citing a history of criminal convictions that they say harms the public's trust and the rule of law. The attorney general now calling on Netanyahu to uphold the ruling and fire Deri. Sources close to Netanyahu say he will do that, but this setback could intensify Netanyahu's plans to weaken the Supreme Court. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
A promising vaccine under development for HIV has failed in a late-stage trial. Johnson & Johnson says testing showed it was ineffective. Researchers say this sets them back 3 to 5 years. Gio Benitez, ABC News.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Getting around is tricky today thanks to a winter storm dropping wet, heavy snow on Wisconsin. There could be anywhere from 4 to up to 9 inches on the ground once it's all over. Many schools in central and northern Wisconsin in particular are closed or switching to virtual learning. Road crews are asking people not to drive today if they don't have to. Hy-Vee is recalling pot roast dinners. The labels don't have all the ingredients on them, so they're worried there may be something in them that could hurt people with allergies. The meals were all made between December 26th and Tuesday. There's more detailed information on Hy-Vee's website. If you have one of the recalled meals, you can take it back. In sports, Marquette beat Providence last night 83-75. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Who's giving them the business?
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today in the 1 o'clock hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. Coming up later this hour, we are going to talk to the founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is a satirical, or maybe not. They're not always so, they're a little cagey on whether or not their stories are real or not. But Wisconsin News Today, the guys who founded that are coming here to talk about some of our funnier aspects of Wisconsin news. But now it is that time every week where we welcome Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who works as an executive coach and specializes in career achievement and life satisfaction, to the show. And he helps us tackle topics like career and love and fitness and family. And he also loves to help us make the right bets on DraftKings and FanDuel. But now fantasy's over, so he's no longer helping me with my lineup. But he's also my best friend of 15 years. So we always just have a lot of fun catching up with him every week. And then sometimes he and I are actually good at doing a catch-up, an offline catch-up. Sorry, Jane, maybe we should be inviting you.
No, that's okay, you guys.
Michael McCutcheon, how are you doing this week?
We're doing great. Thank you. Doing great over here. I got a ton of snow in Denver, Colorado the other day, like 7-8 inches. So it's beautiful out right now. It'll be gross in a week, but it's gorgeous now.
And you're doing better than us. We have zero snow.
Yeah, it is white out the windows right now. But it's nice. It's good. I have a dog. He loves it. It's fun. And don't worry, Jane. When Kristen and I do our weekly catch-ups, we always talk about you anyway, lovingly. So you're there.
That's true.
You're there in spirit.
That's true. All right, well, so we've included Michael in on the fun of our 100 ways to slightly improve your life without a lot of effort. And so we're just going to keep that rolling, at least through the rest of the month. And so we are on number 56. And so let's just jump into it. And then maybe we'll have some time to get into some other questions from you. And if you do have questions, you are welcome to submit them, whether it's about football bets or your life, 844-967-2789. But to start off, let's just get right into it. So number 56, call an old friend out of the blue.
I love this one. Don't you love this one?
I do.
Great.
I'm not very good at it, but it feels good. Do you feel pressure though? Like when you get a call from someone who you haven't talked to in a long time, do you feel like a weird pressure of like, oh God, like, because there's this expectation that you have so much to catch up on,
right?
That it almost feels daunting to answer the phone and do the catch up game versus just the feeling of, well, we can just say hi.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like I'm in my 40s, so I feel very old. And now I'm at the age where I'm like, oh God, if somebody's sick or somebody's parents die or something. Oh,
really?
No. I'm screening for death and cancer at this point. I'm like, no, but I'm always so happy to get them. It's usually just a message. Like, I was thinking about you and whatnot. So yeah, I just caught up with my old friend Philip. You remember Philip from back in the day. And he's finishing up his doctorate in psychology. And he's in Florida right now. And we just called each other out of the blue last week, and it was the best. We talked for like an hour, and it was so great to catch up on our lives. So I highly recommend this one. This is a fun one, but you're right. I think we put unnecessary pressure on ourselves. People just want to hear what's going on, even if what's going on this week. They don't need you to be like, you know, I wrote a book and we bought 5 houses or something like that. They just want to hear from you, you know?
Jane, do you have thoughts?
I do. It just depends upon if you want to, I mean, do you want to restart this relationship? Because, yeah. Right? I mean, I can think of a whole bunch of people that I haven't talked to in 20 years, and quite frankly, I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, well, I don't think we're talking about those people, Jane. We're talking about the people that you think of very fondly who just live in a different place and you maybe haven't caught up with them in a while. I'm the opposite. I feel like off the top of my head, there's 5 people who, as soon as we're ever in the same place, everything feels the same.
Right.
But I probably, at least the 2 that I'm thinking off the top of my head, I haven't talked to on the phone in like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But like,
I do usually touch base with friends who are out of state and stuff at least once a year.
The ones that you want to.
Yes.
Okay. So James.
It's hard. I don't really do social media, but I don't know what you feel about this, Kristen, since you're on all the things that, like, if you see somebody's Instagram or you see somebody's Facebook post or their TikTok or whatever, I wonder if it makes you feel like you've talked to them more recently. You know?
For me, that certainly, without actually, and maybe that's a cop out because it keeps you from actually answering, like picking up the phone or to like call or answer. But like, if for the people who do share a fair amount of their life on social media, it feels like you know what's going on with them. I'd be like, oh, like without actually talking. So I don't know. Interesting. All right, moving on. 57. Every so often, search your email for the word unsubscribe and then use it on as many as you can.
Yes, this is unsubscribe. Pressing the unsubscribe button is my love language of 2023. Oh my God. I've unsubscribed from so many things in the past. How many days are we in to 19 days into this year? It's great. Oh, it feels so good. It's like, you know, when you clean out your bedroom or your kitchen and you gotta, like, and you're going to take things to Goodwill, it's so hard to do that because it's so like exhausting to go through things. Imagine doing that, but with one finger. That's what the unsubscribe button is. Oof, it feels so good. Clean out your closet.
You can also have like a fake email. So like every time you have to sign up for something and give your email address to get the 15% off that you want for the thing that you're trying to buy. Just have like a KristenBuys@gmail.com, like something like that, where all of your garbage subscriptions that you did in order to get something, you had to give that, but then it doesn't go to your main inbox. That's a life hack for you.
I like that. My like the reason I got so many that I was on them is that once you get a couple of, you know, J. Crew, there's like a sale, or there's a sale like a home store or something, and if you saved 15% on something. Well, I'm not going to like unsubscribe and not get that deal next year at some point. I think that's like my way of, that's my hoarding. My hoarding was in my inbox. Yeah.
All right. This next one. 58. Buy a newspaper. I'm going to add a caveat of, or subscribe to it digitally. Because I would say, you know, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or, you could subscribe instead of hitting that paywall, but you don't necessarily need the physical paper. Do you get a physical paper?
I don't get a physical paper. I went to grad school in New York, and so the New York Times for like local students was really inexpensive. That just like made it really appealing for you to have it. And so I did that. And so now I've just always had it. And it's nice to have in the morning to like, you know, open up your digital paper and like see like what's going on in the world. But no, I don't get a physical one anymore. I used to get magazines. I used to get like GQ Entertainment Weekly and stuff like that, but I don't really get those anymore.
Jay, do you still have a paper?
No, we don't, because unfortunately, and we do subscribe to the Journal Sentinel. Please subscribe to your local papers. Yeah. It's really, really, really important. But the physical paper now has gotten so small that I didn't even, I would just end up recycling it all the time. And I felt badly about that. So we still have the digital subscription. I still think it's really, really important. And I do subscribe to a bunch of publications, but all of it's online.
Yeah. But it is. I agree. Buy a newspaper, even if it means digital, because as much as we've gotten accustomed to free content, what I would hope that they want, I would love, is like the bundling packages. You know how now, like, like with all the like the streaming wars of
Hulu and Disney,
the ability for, you're like, well, instead of paying for each one individually, there's sometimes you see deals where you can get like these three for this price, and it's less than you if you were doing it for all three. I wish there was more of that for different, like the Atlantic, the New Yorker, the other, you know, whatever. Instead of like every time I'm doing research for the show, I'm like, well, I can't read this one, and I already am spending so much money on different. So it's like,
seriously, because it adds up.
It does add up. And so, all right. Number
four. I always felt guilty. I always felt guilty with, like, if I don't read a digital one, I don't feel guilty if I'm like, oh, I didn't read the paper for a week. But if you get a physical paper and you don't read it, isn't that so, don't you feel horrible? Like, I'm just sitting there collecting, like, all these New Yorkers that you thought, because you were feeling very knobby one day and you wanted to subscribe to the New Yorker. And then now you've got, like, 30 of them that you haven't read. Oh, anyway, that's why I don't get the physical ones. I don't need physical reminders in my house of things I have not done.
Yes,
I don't need
that. You're paying for it and not taking advantage of. All right, number 59. Always have dessert. I don't know if I agree with this one. I feel like I used to have a big sweet tooth, and my sweet tooth, besides my Skittles, is less now. But sometimes I feel like at the end of the meal, I don't always need a dessert. Sometimes I want another drink.
Yeah, that is a dessert. Yeah, I would rather have, I would rather have an old fashioned probably 4 times out of 5 than, like, you know, a chocolate dessert. Cake. I mean, I like this in theory. You know what? Can we alter this one? Sure. I have this one.
We can do whatever. How about you're out
if you're out to eat, always look at the dessert menu. I think if they ask you, would you like to see the dessert menu, you should always say yes to it and just consider it.
I agree with that. Jane, are you a dessert person?
I love desserts and I love sweets, but my husband just took me out for my birthday last weekend, and we both of us ended up taking half of it home. So you just get to a point at some point, and as you get older, we don't eat
the whole thing,
and we don't eat as big of meals as we used to. So I would probably get a dessert to go, but I think it's about treating yourself, and I think it's about not denying yourself all the time. If this is something that you enjoy, right?
Agreed.
Jane, maybe new rule, like on birthdays, we have dessert first. And then if there's room for dinner, fine.
Maybe we have dessert for breakfast.
You are on to something with that.
Yeah, dessert first.
All right.
Priorities.
Number 60, drop your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Just let it go. How high, how close are they to your ears? Just let it down. That's a good one.
We don't realize how tense we hold ourselves.
No.
We really don't.
Well, especially if you're like me, who just like hovers over a computer all day, and you're like, oh, no wonder my neck always hurts.
I went to a new dentist like 2 weeks ago, and she was great. And she was like, you know, obviously in my mouth. And she was like, do you go to a chiropractor? And I was like, no. And she's like, you should. And I was like, what? Actually, I can tell in your jaw and in your neck that your back is out of line. And I was like, oh, okay.
Have you gone yet?
No, of course not. That's I tell other people what to do, Chris, but I don't do it. Come on.
All right. Well, we got to take a break. Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here when we come back. Stay tuned. Your finest way. Come on, give me a chance to say, my love, open the door.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance of snow. Highs level off around 34. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Overcast. Highs around 28. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Is your love life a fantasy? Having issues with your fantasy football roster? Helping with football and your love life, here's your new best friend, Dr. Mike.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and our guest is Dr. Michael McCutcheon, as it always is on Thursdays. And we are coming back, and so we have a new question that we haven't done a question in a little while, so we're going to do a question about careers. And so, hey, Dr. Mike, I'm a 30-year-old guy, and I feel really stuck about how best to spend my time this upcoming year. I'm recently married, and we want to start a family, so I feel a pull to spend time with my wife and be a family man. However, my boss has told me that they are considering me to become partner of my firm by the end of 2023. I love this place and really want to make partner and stay forever. However, it's super competitive. And once you're being considered for partner, if you don't make the cut, they typically don't consider you again. And you either have to go somewhere else or you stay here and make significantly less money over the long term. Can you help me with making this impossible decision? Do I need to spend more time at home or work a million hours a week this year in the hopes of a promotion?
This is a tough one, right? I mean, it's really tough because we have to decide between, you know, do I invest into a new marriage? Do I invest in trying to make partner? You know, we're always, whenever we're making a decision to do something, we're essentially making a decision to not do everything else, right? That's just what we are stuck with. I don't know your relationship or your situation. I think you give us a lot of good context. I would say, the safe answer to this is to really discuss it with your partner, with your new spouse, and say, you know, how comfortable are you with me this first year of our marriage, being gone a lot, working a lot, and it's thinking of that as an investment in our future for us, for our kids, if we choose to have them, any of those sorts of things, and get their answer. If they're also on the fence about it, my hunch is that you're probably in this position. And it sounds like a great place to work. You're probably in this position at a great place to work, and you're even being considered for partner, probably because you're a really bright person and you're probably really good at your job. And you're young, and in a young marriage, you have a lot of time in your life to do something. So if you're on the fence and you both are just totally split on it, I would go for it this year. Like go full tilt boogie and just make sure that your partner is at least on board and says, okay, you have my permission, and go for it. And then that way you don't have to wonder later, what if I had given it at all, right? And if you didn't get it, right? So this way you push all your chips into the table, try to see what you can get out of it, and trying to make partner and live happily ever after. That sounds like a great outcome.
Well, also because I kind of recognize myself, not that I'm going to make partner because that's not how this place works, but in the balancing of the three jobs that I have and all the different stuff that I do, and I enjoy my work and I like doing it and mm-hmm. I like building it, and there's a lot of different things to do, but also wanting to start a family soon. But the thing is, mm-hmm. Because I'm in a heterosexual relationship, it's like 9 months from now. And so I can, there is a part of me that knows that I can work really hard this year, and a mm-hmm. balance may shift if and when the kid comes, but that's
right.
That's, there is a baked in period of time that from yeah. starting, even starting to baby coming, that right. You can still work hard as long as you and your partner are on the same page in that yeah. time in the preparation, and then reevaluate, oh, like what is the breakdown of responsibilities and time spent and stuff like that. And so
that's really well said. Yeah.
But I'm also a workaholic, so don't. Maybe don't listen to me.
Yeah. I feel like these questions are, you often ask you for permission to do something that somebody already wants to do. You know, that's usually where these questions sort of come from. I already want to be a partner. Can you tell me that it's okay to be a workaholic for 1 year? Or I already kind of like, I feel like I was going to hang out at home with my new wife. Can you just tell me that partner doesn't matter? Right. So if you're being honest with yourself, where are you leaning? And just
sometimes
there.
When we're looking yeah. for asking for advice, it's more that we're asking for validation of the yeah. thing that we already want to do. All right, well, let's get yeah. into some football predictions, bets, good bets,
free money.
Free money. Have yeah. you? How much money? Yeah. Can you disclose in the range of how much money you've won this season?
Oh, this season, probably. I don't know. Probably somewhere between. I don't bet that much. So like okay. somewhere between $300 and $400. Oh. I only bet, but the biggest bet I made this year was $100 and it won. And so I took the $100 and bet it on something else. And then it lost. So I didn't even make anything. Right. So that just taught me a lesson. Like, let's keep it in like the 5, 10, 15, 20 zone. I did bet on Monday Night Football that Tom Brady would throw over 1.5 touchdowns. I bet $50 on that, which was very scary because they looked like total crap for three quarters. And then he pulled it out at the end. And so I learned my lesson. Back to the $5 and $10 bets we go. Yeah.
All right. Well, as we are now in playoffs, are there any underdogs that we should bet on? And why is it advantageous to bet on teams that are supposed to lose? Aren't we supposed to bet on teams that are supposed to win?
That's a great question. Well, first of all, you can make more money if you bet on a team that's supposed to lose because you get better odds for that. But another thing you can do, which I'd recommend this weekend, is just betting the underdog with additional points. So like the Bengals are a great team and they're supposed to lose by 5, and the Giants have been looking really good and they're supposed to lose by 7. So I would bet on either the Bengals or the Giants, but I would take those points. You don't bet it straight up just them to win. You take those extra points. So even if the Bengals lose by 2 or 3, you still win. Or if the Giants lose by 4 or 5, you still win. So I bet on the Bengals or the Giants with those points.
You got that, Jane?
That's what.
Got it.
Jane's on it. She's on it.
All right. I think this is the final question because of time, but what's the safest bet someone can make this weekend?
The safest bet you can make this weekend is just bet on the Chiefs to just win straight up.
Really?
If the Chiefs
Who's the best
win,
team right now? Or is it the Chiefs?
I think that the Chiefs are in competition. I think the Chiefs are probably the best team in the AFC. Chiefs and the Bills and the AFC and the NFC, the Niners and the Eagles. I think, but the Chiefs are also playing. They're playing babies. You know, the Jaguars are all, you know, they're all like 23 years old. They're all kids. They're going to be great. But if you want to make some money, just bet on the Chiefs straight up, and that will make you feel make you feel smart.
Jaguars is the one that has Sunshine as their quarterback, right?
That's right, Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Michael McCutcheon, thank you so much. We will see you back here again at the same time next Thursday. Thank you for your advice.
Have a great week.
All right, stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah.
The Shaw. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio. Refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Gio Benitez. Actor and producer Alec Baldwin and a crew member in charge of handling prop guns and ammunition on the set of the movie Rust are facing involuntary manslaughter charges for the 2021 shooting that killed the film's cinematographer.
If any of these three people had done their job, Helena Hutchins would be alive today, says Andrea Reeb, the special prosecutor appointed by the Santa Fe, New Mexico District Attorney's Office. She's talking about the star and producer of the film Rust, Alec Baldwin, as well as armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed and assistant director David Halls. Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed will each be charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. One of those charges includes a firearms enhancement that carries with it a possible sentence of 5 years in jail. Formal charges are expected by the end of the month.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. In a statement, Baldwin's attorney says they intend to fight the charges. The U.S. has now surpassed the national debt ceiling. The U.S. Treasury has notified Congress it's taking drastic steps to keep paying the bills until lawmakers raise the limit. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Van Meer with your headlines. Don't expect the price of your morning omelet to come down anytime soon. Egg prices have gone through the roof, with historic highs of $8 to $9 a dozen for specialty eggs. Much of the reason the avian flu that decimated flocks across the country, especially in the Midwest, exposure to that avian flu resulted in the deaths of 3.3 million chickens in Wisconsin. One-tenth of the chicken population in the country has been destroyed in the past year. Egg producers are trying to repopulate their flocks, but say it will take time. The owners of Northwoods Timber must pay more than $1 million in back wages and civil penalties for lying to workers from Mexico and Central America about where they'd work and how much they'd get paid. The Madison U.S. Attorney's Office says Alfredo and Patricia Aguilar pleaded guilty to one count of fraud. You're listening to Civic Media across the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The devil's advocates. Never personal. Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's just a great big onion, and hate and fear are the spices that make
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast wherever you find podcasts or on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So my next guests, as you probably know, we do a lot of real news and try to make jokes about the news, but there is also a different type of humor of using satire and parody to talk about the news in like the way The Onion does.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes it's headlines that look real, and maybe they could be real, but they are pointing out some of the more humorous sides of our culture. And so the two guys I have here today are the co-founders of Wisconsin News Today, which is exactly that. I'll let them explain it. But we have chief editor and founder of WNT, Ryan Odeya.
And gotta pull those mics up, guys.
Yep,
way
sure
close.
The mics are right up, right?
Way, way, way close.
And then co-founder and web designer, Mesha Bradarvich.
Hi.
Did I say it right? Did I get it right? Close,
no,
close
it, right.
It up.
No,
all right. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
So what is Wisconsin News Today?
Wisconsin News Today is just a pastime of ours where we started with like a meme page on Facebook, and that kind of blew up, and we wanted like another way to kind of just release our funnies.
Release our funnies. I like that.
to release the funnies. And we have a fantastic team of people who none of us get paid. You know, we all just come up with stuff we find funny, and we don't much care if anyone else really finds it funny, as long as like the immediate group finds it fun.
As long as you can make each other laugh, that's a really important part.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So did this start in college?
I think only two people on our team went to college.
Okay, so
it was when we had degrees, so it was after college.
Just make sure you're right on the mic.
Right on the mic.
So as far as, it was just a group of friends then? Because was it always, even with the meme page, about Wisconsin news?
Yeah, it's always been kind of Wisconsin-centric. We try to branch out a little bit with like national news and some other stuff that we cover. But yeah, it's always a lot of Wisconsin stuff, which is a little limiting sometimes.
So where do you draw, like, what stuff do you like talking about? Because obviously, like, I've always, it's, to me, Wisconsin is such a fascinating place. Even when I came back and started As Goes Wisconsin, and mine was always going to be, my stuff was always going to be based on the actual news, but then potentially with a joke written in. So more like Daily Show, but your guys is more like Onion, where it is made up news that's kind of based in truth.
It's kind of weird. Like, we almost have sort of an identity crisis where our news articles are like strictly satire, but like the videos and reels we put out usually cover actual events and things that are going on, just kind of with a funny lens.
Okay.
You know?
So what are some of the more recent videos you guys have put out?
We covered Milwaukee's naked bike ride, which was fun. Got a little too into the spirit at the end there, but what else did we do? We covered a couple of videos on self-defense and how to defend yourself in case of an attack.
We did the Shrek Fest, too.
Oh, we covered Shrek Fest. You know, just the goofy stuff. Just, you know, the hard-hitting news that people want to hear.
What's your most fun? What did you have the most fun making? Because I think I've seen some of them where you guys were interviewing people on Brady Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the man on the street type. Is those ones more fun? Or
those are a lot of fun. But I'd say midnight on Brady Street when everyone's been drinking, half the people you talk to are just complete dumpster fires. You know, anything that comes out of their mouth, you know, cut that. Yeah. We got to get rid of that.
We'll just
can't put
keep
that
going
on
and on.
Yeah.
Well, when you do that, do you, all those drunk people coming out of the bars, do you make all of them sign waivers then? Are they willing to sign them? Or do you just skip that part?
Waivers?
You're like, they got their consent. It's fine.
They said, off camera.
So what is the bigger, like, goal? And, like, is it, do you get a lot of engagement and feedback from, like, the audience that's like, is, because I think it is sometimes with Wisconsin, especially our politics, it sometimes sounds like a joke, but it is real. And so do you tap into the audience that is also kind of exhausted with some of the shenanigans that happen in the state?
The weirdest one with that is the hunters. The hunters are always think it's a real article.
Oh, yeah. Anytime we do anything about hunting, or like we did an article about, like, it was like the Wisconsin DNR issues bulletproof vests to white-tailed deer. And it's the amount of people who just thought this was 100% real.
That's really funny, because there's a certain Wisconsin comedian who plays a character who I think there's a lot of people who are fans of his comedy who don't know that it's a character.
I think we're aware of who you're talking about.
But it's also the same idea with, like, Stephen Colbert when he was doing Colbert Report.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of people who watched that show thinking that he was that guy.
Oh, I remember one day he had made a statement, and, like, on the show he basically said, you know, this is a character I'm playing, you know? And that's kind of what we do, too.
Yeah.
Especially in our videos and stuff like that. don't take it too seriously.
Don't take it too seriously. All right. Well, you guys, you kind of flip the script. So usually sometimes we prep and play a game with guests, but you guys prepared a game for Jane and I to play and see how good we are at fact or fiction.
Yep. So we've assembled, we did this last night. We assembled a couple articles that are real and sound like satire. And then we assembled a bunch of articles that are satire, but sound like they could be real. And you have to pick out which ones are which.
Okay.
Love it.
We'll see how good we are. We read a lot of news. So we may be pretty good at this.
That's one thing we were worried about, because we were like, these ladies are informed.
Nothing more dangerous than an informed audience.
Oh, geez.
Or an informed woman.
Yeah.
All right. We're starting now?
If you want.
Let's start.
I have it revved up. Okay. So I guess we'll just pick one here. So here's an article. Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
That's false. That's not real. Okay. Jane?
I agree. It's false, but it's really good.
It's really funny.
Yes, that is from us. That is a WNT original.
Say it again.
Republicans rage as goats steal landscaping jobs from teens they were hoping to underpay.
Is that from, it's from Wausau?
It's from Wausau. It's in Wausau that they're eating like the bramble and all the stuff that...
it's become quite a trend, actually.
That's really funny.
Okay, good job. I got another one for you. 8-year-old calls out NPR for lack of dinosaur stories.
I think that's real.
I want it to be real.
I think it's real.
You are right. Yeah. That is from NPR, actually.
So what was the story there? So it was an 8-year-old?
Yeah, 8-year-old calls out the NPR for lack of dinosaur stories. I assume they just got a letter in the mail or something.
That reminds me, there was something, I think, in LA of someone who was asking about a unicorn, like a kid who was asking about unicorns or something. Kids are the best.
you want to go with one?
All right. Oh, man. All right. Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg.
Michael Pence once ratted out his fraternity brothers for having a keg. I think that's real.
I think it's false.
It is real. It's from Newsweek.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There was someone else like that. I feel like it was like Paul Ryan or someone. There was someone else, like some other straight edge person that was really annoying. That was like, oh, really, man?
See, I'm surprised Pence would join a fraternity.
That's true. That's true. We're talking to Ryan Odeya, the chief editor and founder of Wisconsin News Today, and Mesha Bradovic.
Better every time.
What is that? Polish?
Bosnian.
Bosnian. Okay. Who is also a co-founder and web designer for Wisconsin News Today. And we're flipping the script, and they're asking us if we can tell the difference between some of their headlines that they've come up with that are not necessarily real stories and some real stories. So you got some more?
Yeah, I got another one for you here. Okay. Cat named Notorious Big Shot multiple times.
Cat named multiple big... Say it again?
Cat named Notorious Big.
After a rapper.
Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, okay.
Shot multiple times and survives.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say false. There's no way a cat would get shot multiple times. I do believe there's a cat named Notorious B.I.G., though.
I think it's true.
I would have named him Notorious C.A.T. That's just me. But that is real. That's from CBC. And he was shot with a pellet gun by a neighbor kid. Not cool.
Not cool, kid.
Definitely not cool.
Aw.
Okay. All right, here's another one for you. Noah's Ark Water Park to lose tax exemption as religious site. A lot of people were mad about that one.
You really got Jade with that.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's yours.
Yes, that's...
That is yours, yeah, that, for sure, that's but that's really us. Good.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah, all right.
Take her away. There's no, I was just kind of jumping.
All right.
Yeah, it's
all
okay. Right.
Culver's to stir up the waters with all new fat-free fish fry.
Culver to stir up the water with an all new fat-free fish fry. Is that even possible?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think you can.
I think that's a crime in Wisconsin.
I think it's, yeah.
It should be.
I would say that's one of your guys's.
Yep.
Yep.
It was one of our things. They got us again. Yep.
Just imagine the pushback. Can you imagine?
But I feel like, what would it have to, what would you even have to put it in for it to be, like, what would you, you couldn't fry it.
Well, you could bake it, I guess. But then it's not a fish fry.
Yeah.
Be a fish bake. She's right.
Fish bake. It'd be baked fish.
All right. Here's another one for you. McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
Say it again.
McDonald's robber demands chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early.
I think that's true.
I want it to be true.
All right. You're correct. But if you can guess which major news network actually released that article, I'll throw on a hat.
Oh, wow. What major? New York Post.
I'll go with the Washington Post.
Fox News.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Oh, because they don't have any other news to cover, so I can see Fox jumping all over that.
It was like the Fox News, or was it like a Fox affiliate?
Nope. The Fox News.
Where was the robber?
Oh, geez. You know, you're going to make me click on the link.
Because I feel like that is because I just saw something. This was recent in Wisconsin. There was a guy who robbed a Wells Fargo, the same Wells Fargo, three times. And I feel like by the time, the third time that guy walks in, you're like, get out, dude. No, like, no, we do not want you here.
Yeah, that's some determination. He's
like, I don't know where else to go. I just said, this is the one that I know. I know who works there.
Worked Debbie, last
give
time.
Give me the money.
If it works twice.
Maybe.
It's going to work three times.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. You got a couple more?
Yep, I got this one. Five guys arrested after fight at Five Guys.
I think that's real.
Totally true.
Yep, that's from the Orlando Sentinel. Can you cut that?
Yeah, I can. Well, for the podcast, we'll go back and edit it. I love that because I could have been Florida Men.
Oh, Florida Men. Yeah.
Florida Men. Five Florida Men.
Five Florida Men.
We all love those headlines. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Candlelight vigil held as Kenosha residents mourn death of beloved turkey.
Oh, that was real. I remember that. That one was real.
Yep, real.
False. That's from us. They didn't. There was the turkey that died, but they never held a candlelight vigil.
Oh, so
that was
close.
Tricky. That was a good one because I remember that turkey story. I was like, why is this news? And so I kind of just assumed in my brain, went back, was like, it was news because they held a vigil for this turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. So how do you guys get your inspiration? Like, where do you, is it just
spitballing?
Do you just not any other extracurricular activities and you guys just like throw things against the wall?
Yeah, I'm kind of a busy man. I work full time for a nonprofit. I also do WNT at my time home, and I'm also part of a sketch comedy group. So this is honestly lately the boys and gal have been taking up a lot of the legwork, and I'm really appreciative for them.
All right. Well, check out Wisconsin News Today if you want to laugh. You just got a taste of some of their headlines and their levity. So thank you guys so much for coming. This was so fun.
Thanks for having us.
And certainly subscribe. WisconsinNewsToday.today is their website, and we'll link all of that in our show notes for today. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. Does that make you cry? Yes, it is.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 35. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 28. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 35.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A reminder as we come to the end of our Thursday show that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover, have an idea for a guest we should have on, or have some just general feedback for Jane and I, you can, Jane and me, that's my one grammatical thing.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Kristen
and
me.
You know, the trick with that is when you say, when you take the other person out, it would be, if you have any feedback for I, wouldn't make sense. But if you for feedback for me, so then it becomes, if you have any feedback for Jane and me.
That might help. Yeah. Except now I'm going to have to stop and think every time I want to do that. It just sounds grammatically wrong.
I know. But I digress. If you have feedback, asgoeswisconsin at civicmedia.us.
Let us know.
Let us know. I actually have, because I'll tell this story. So also follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They're all a little different as far as what gets posted where. A lot of the videos, certainly on, you can watch the live stream if you're interested in what Jane and I do at the commercial break. You can watch.
Sometimes there are things that happen that go on behind the scenes.
But you can always, on our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel, and Twitter, we stream the show. Certainly on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, kind of the shorter videos that I make that sum up, are the shorter versions of some of the topics we talk about here, sometimes with a fun lip sync or dance. My one that I made last night, I was dancing.
Were you?
Did I send this to you?
You didn't.
It was about gerrymandering, shocker.
The gerrymandered dance.
The gerrymandered dance. But I had someone respond someone commented on a video that I made a couple weeks ago now about the trains and a train, the conversation being restarted on the train connecting Madison and Milwaukee. And someone had said and made the comment that they felt that sometimes I forget that there are other parts of the state. And I will admit, sometimes as someone who's from Madison and lives in Milwaukee, obviously now we work in Waukesha, you know.
Southeast Wisconsin.
And so to a certain extent, without living in certain places, it's hard to know without the local reporting that's happening there, what's happening. And so I responded to that and just said, listen, I want to cover other stories. So let us know. And I got a ton of comments. So that's one of the things I'm working on this weekend, is going through and vetting out the stories that people are saying. A lot of it was different school boards, roads, I think some solar panel stuff.
Great.
So kind of looking at some of the suggestions that we got across the comment section and DMs, because I think there's some gold there that may or may not have been covered so far. So same thing to all of you who are listening right now. If there's things, light things, human interest things, or more serious things that you think we should be talking about, asgoeswisconsin at civicmedia.us. Got another promo. We got to talk about the $1 million ad giveaway.
We do. It's a week from today.
Week from today. Mark your calendars. January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m. If you are a small business owner, or you have a friend who is a small business owner who would benefit from having some advertising on the radio. Now, granted, Civic Media right now is statewide. As you hear what I say in the morning, We're in Amory, up in northwest Wisconsin. We're in Wausau in Wisconsin Rapids in central Wisconsin. We're in Richland Center over in the Driftless region. We're in Oshkosh. I already said Amory. We're in Waukesha, which covers basically
down to Racine, Kenosha.
Yeah, all of like southeastern Wisconsin. And we're also in Madison. And so if you have a small business that functions in any part of those regions or across the state, this is a great opportunity for you to get your message and business on air and try to reach a new audience. And so there's no catch. All you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million next week, Thursday.
Starting at 9.
9 a.m. You can go there now and sign up to get yourself a reminder if you're like me and maybe forget come Thursday. But that's the website. Once you get there, you're going to have an application you fill out. And then from there, our sales team will be working hard to process all of the applications because this is such a good deal that I would imagine there's going to be a lot of them. And even if you've never done a radio ad before, we will work with you to help you figure out what the message is. We will record it. And if it works for you, there may be a sales pitch after the fact, but there's no catch in the upfront part of it. But this is the important part.
It's all about us.
It's all about us. I mean, truly. Let's be honest. It's two theater kids. Of course, it's all about
Kristen
us.
Kristen and me.
When you fill out the application, there's going to be a question of who sent you or how did you hear about this? And I need you to say Jane and Kristen on As Goes Wisconsin. So like the most important part. Maybe not the most important, but it's the most important.
Well, it's important to us.
And so check it out. Let us help you. And I'm really excited to see also the variety of businesses that are going to be able to take part in this.
Absolutely. And we have a whole team. We have sales reps and a sales manager and creative people. And mm-hmm. So if you think this is a little daunting, and that's why they're there to help you figure out, what's your biggest need? How can we help you address that need and get the word out about you? So
totally
take advantage of it. Seriously.
And then tomorrow we have one more show for the week. I can't believe how quickly January is.
It's gone. Hasn't it though? Yeah.
Bye. But I'm excited because in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow, Matt Miller from On Milwaukee is going to be here because
We
haven't talked to him for a while. The end of 2022 for us was a little,
We both got sick
for 2 weeks and we were sick and it was the holidays. And so some of these regular guests that we love having, that schedule got a little screwed up. But he's going to be back as the entertainment guru that he is because the Oscar nominations are coming up. And I have not done a great job of, since the Golden Globes, watching a lot of the movies that I went. Which one did you watch?
I watched two of them. Okay. And I really want to ask Matt about this because I think there's something wrong with me. So I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once and The Banshees of Inverness.
And you didn't...
I have mixed feelings about both of them. They were both Golden Globe winners in some categories or other.
Uh-huh.
But I am not getting everything. Maybe I'm too old.
Wow.
Maybe I'm just not smart enough.
Because have you heard of or watched The Menu yet?
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
It was horrible.
So we watched it Sunday, and I liked it. And now I've opened a can of worms. We only got a minute left before we got to wrap up the show. Maybe we'll save this for tomorrow.
We can talk about the menu.
Of the thing with Matt tomorrow.
Sure.
So we'll talk about the Oscar nominations and we'll also talk about some of the movies that may or may not have gone over our head. Or is it okay that we just didn't like them and it's not that we're stupid and we didn't understand it, right? All right. Well, I only got a couple seconds. So stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for listening and texting and calling. We'll be back for our Friday show, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Have a great day.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.